Welcome to the May 18th, 2008 Morning Worship Service of College Park Baptist Church. Today's service is entitled, In Praise of God, Celebration Through Music. If you are in Winston-Salem, please join us for worship and fellowship at 1701 Polo Road. You can find out more about our church at www.collegeparkbaptist.org. And now, for our worship service.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We are so pleased that you have decided to join us for worship on this special Sunday morning. We have so many good things that are happening this morning. We want to get started a little bit early. We want to say a special welcome to all of our members and guests alike. We have pew pads on the inside aisle of every pew. We'd like to get everybody to sign their name, members and guests alike. So take that pew pad, fill it out, send it to the end of the pew so everybody has an opportunity to fill it out. Guests, if you give us your contact information, that would help us know that you were here. And then if you send it back, when it gets to the end of the pew, send it back to where it got started. And then the first person, if you'd rip those pages out when it gets back to you so our ushers can get that at the end of the service, that would be very helpful. Okay, Big Raj, you have an announcement about Mountain Outreach.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
Thank you. All right. Well, I want to tell you, I didn't want to handle the maze ahead of me there to get on the podium, so if you'll allow me to just be right here this morning. The advance team had a great trip. We went up Thursday morning, came back Friday evening, and we just had a great team. We've got a fantastic family. They're a little different than what we've had in the past. They are not quite as needy as some that we've had, but they don't have anything. And their family was neat and clean, and the children are just extremely well behaved. They're 7 and 4, and they're living in a borrowed mobile home at the present time, and we're looking forward to working with them. For those of you who don't know what Mountain Outreach is, it's a project run by the Cumberland Universities of the Cumberlands, and they have a group of 10 college kids who work through the summer to coordinate building 3 houses this year, and they are built for people who have houses that are leaking and raining on their mattresses and stuff like that, in general speaking. So when we go up, we build a house in a week and furnish it and move it back, come back home. We have about $3,500 in our fund so far. Bob, is that right? Okay, y'all didn't listen to me last week because we didn't have any money in there this week. So those of you who are listening, we have a $24,000 goal, and that fund is open, and we've only got a short time to reach that goal. We need all kinds of furniture. We need a refrigerator, a washer, and a dryer. We have one. We need 2. We do need a refrigerator. Okay. Beds, linens, all kinds of things that we'll need to furnish that house are needed, and we would appreciate your helping us out with that. If you have any questions, see me or Barbie. Sign up sheet. Be up at the receptions desk this afternoon. Is that right? Okay. Thank you. We've got a poster up on that. Barbie finished yesterday. Thank you.
Okay. Mountain Outreach is a great opportunity for our church to go and to minister together in the hills of Kentucky. And so we hope that you will be a part of that, whether prayer for support, financial support, or physically going. That would be very, very helpful. One announcement, most of the announcements that we have for this week are listed on the insert in the bulletin. I want you to make sure you see that as well as the schedule that's on the back. And do want to remind the family ministry team we are meeting today at 4 o'clock. We have a special presentation that we want to make before we keep going in the worship service this morning. I need Ms. Annette Elkins and Ms. Carolyn Husky. Y'all come on up. Come on up. We have these two ladies are some of the most committed that I've ever met. Y'all come stand with me. These two young ladies, and I emphasize the word young, I'll come stand right here with me. These two young ladies have been serving our children's ministry for 39 years and 40 years, and we want to stop and recognize the two of them. Now, we are giving them both plaques, and they said to Ms. Annette Elkins, Carolyn Husky, in recognition of 39 and 40 years of inspiring teaching, dedication, and devotion by the children, parents, teachers, and congregation of College Park Baptist Church, May 18, 2008. I thank my God every time I remember you. We are very thankful for the dedication that you have shown. If you've ever taught a class, you understand that it takes work to get up and with first and second grade children and all the ages that you have taught. And I was wondering if your life has been touched by either of these ladies, if you have been taught by them, if you have a child who was taught, if you're a kid, if you're an adult who was taught by them, if you're a parent who had a kid, if you're any way connected, would you just stand just right where you are? Look at all the people that you have touched. And so many more that could not be here today. We want to say thank you and that we love you. And we know that God will continue to bless you. And we wanted to give you these flowers.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And this plaque to say thank you for all that you have done.
We have had wonderful children. And I want to thank the parents for those wonderful children that they've sent to us all these years. It's been great. A real joy.
If you love working. If you love working with children, since I was about 17 when I started, and just off and on during the years. But anyway, I feel like I was the one that was privileged because I got to share Jesus with them. And
that's right.
And every time one would be baptized, you know, bring back little memories of when they were in the class. So appreciate all the families in the church that had children to go through our class.
We want to, at the end of the service, we want the two of you, if you don't mind, just to stand down front. And all the people that have been touched by these two young ladies, we want them to come down and be able to hug your necks and to say personally thank you. If you don't mind, we're going to do that after the choral response at the end of the service. Could we give them one more big hand?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
That's a long time to teach. Yeah, we appreciate all that they give. We want to say a special welcome to our guests this morning. We have ushers that are coming down the aisles now. This is a great place to be. It's a great place to serve. It's a great place to worship. And we are thankful for God and how He blesses us. And we want to say thank you for coming this morning. If you're a guest, we invite you just to raise your hand. Ushers are coming down the aisles with a packet of information. Inside, you will find a letter from our pastor, as well as the story of our church, the history of our church, and a newsletter that tells you what's going on currently in the life of our church. So we appreciate the opportunity to worship with you this day. You will find a responsive reading in your bulletin. It is our invitation to share in worship. It is based on Psalm 68. And this is how we begin most times of worship, responsively, together, as the body of Christ. I invite you to stand now. Let us read responsibly together. Sing to God, sing praise to His name. Extol Him who rides on the clouds. His name is the Lord, rejoice before Him. A father to the fatherless, a defender of widows, is God in His holy dwelling.
Praise be to the Lord, to God our Savior, who daily bears our burdens. Our God is the God who saves. From the sovereign Lord comes escape from death.
Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth. Sing praise to the Lord, to Him who rides the ancient skies above, who thunders with mighty voice. Proclaim the power of God, whose majesty is over Israel, whose power is in the skies.
You are awesome, O God, in your sanctuary. The God of Israel gives power and strength to His people. Praise be to God.
Amen. You may be seated. Will you pray with me? Father, that song reminds us what worship should be about. For us to be singing and shouting praises as we come into your house of worship. As we come together as men and women, boys and girls. People of all ages and all generations. All unified by the name of Christ. In our belief on the cross. Our belief in forgiveness and restoration and purpose and meaning and grace and mercy. And so, Father, we come here to worship. Come into this place, we pray. May we feel your presence everywhere we go. And may it call us to worship you. In Christ's name, amen.
Shout with joy to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. So great is your power that your enemies cringe before you. All the earth bows down to you. They sing praise to you. They sing praise to your name. Come and see what God has done. How awesome his works in man's behalf.
Every drop of water in Father, Holy One, Architect and Builder, Lord of all the earth, King of heaven.
God Almighty.
When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, I am God Almighty. Walk with me and be blameless. Genesis 17:1.
Him who is able to do more than all we ask or imagine.
My hiding place. The Lord our Maker.
The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Come, let us bow down before the Lord. Psalm 95:5-6.
God and Father of Jesus Christ.
Jesus, Son of a living God, Alpha and Omega, chosen and precious cornerstone, heir of all things.
Savior of the world.
We no longer believe just because of what you said. Now we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this man really is the Savior of the world. John 4:42.
Ransom for all men.
Rock eternal.
Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord is the rock eternal. Isaiah 26:4.
One who speaks to the Father in our defense, Lamb of God, King of kings, firstborn over all creation, Christ Jesus, our hope.
Spirit of Christ, Spirit of counsel and power, Spirit of life, Spirit of wisdom and understanding, breath of the Almighty.
But it is the spirit of a man, the breath of the Almighty, gives him understanding. Job 32:8.
Spirit of our God.
But you were washed. You were sanctified. You were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. 1 Corinthians 6:11.
The just and mighty one, the majesty in heaven, the exalted God. The faithful God, I am who I am,
God.
Glory to God.
what God has done, how awesome His works in man's behalf. He turned the sea into dry land. They passed through waters on foot. Come, let us rejoice in Him. He rules forever by His power. His eyes watch the nations. Let not the rebellious rise up against Him. Praise our God, O peoples. Let the sound of His praise be heard. He has preserved our lives and kept our feet from slipping. For You, O God, tested us. You refined us like silver. You brought us into prison and laid burdens on our backs. You let men ride over our heads. We went through fire and water, but You brought us to a place of abundance.
Lord of all. Would you please stand? Would you join me in our litany of praise as listed in your bulletin? Yahweh, Jehovah, you are our God and we are your people.
We praise you, Lord.
Almighty God, you have been faithful to us in the past. You have provided for our needs.
We praise you, Lord.
You have saved us from death and hell. You have saved us from our own sin.
We praise you, Lord.
Your plans for us are good. You give us hope and a future.
We praise you, Lord.
You heal our hearts and make us whole.
We praise you, Lord.
In strength and in weakness.
We praise you, Lord.
In times of great joy.
We praise you, Lord.
In times of great sorrow.
We praise you, Lord.
In times of financial distress.
We praise you, Lord.
In times of financial plenty.
We praise you, Lord.
Your ways are just and right. They are perfect and holy.
We praise you, Lord.
Your love is higher than the sky. Your mercy is deeper than the ocean.
We praise you, Lord.
Your grace is greater than eternity.
We praise you, Lord.
We are your people, and we will praise you.
We praise you.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we are honored to be in your presence this morning. We're so grateful to be here in your house, lift up our voices in song and praise to you. Lord, it's a wonderful Sunday where all the choirs and all the musical groups of this church can come together and celebrate and sing and worship and shout praises and lift your name on high. Lord, we are grateful for this opportunity that our music program can shine. And it's all because of you, Lord. It's because of you. You've given people the talent. You have given people the ability to play and sing. Lord, we are grateful for the presence you have given us. You are grateful for our abilities that we share with others. Lord, as we go into this time, as we reflect and sit quietly, may we contemplate on what's coming up this week. Lord, I pray that you keep us safe in everything we do, everywhere we go, and that we can be examples of your love to everyone we meet. For it's in thy name we pray. Amen.
I will come to your temple with burnt offerings and fulfill my vows to you, vows my lips promised and my mouth spoke when I was in trouble. I will sacrifice fat animals to you and an offering of rams. I will offer bulls and goats. Come and listen, all you who fear God. Let me tell you what he has done for me. I cried out to him with my mouth. His praise was on my tongue. If I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But God has surely listened and heard my voice in prayer. Praise be to God, who has not rejected my prayer or withheld his love from me.
Samson was a witness for my Lord. God's word as I read from Ephesians chapter 1 verses 3 through 14. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ. Even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes. God decided in advance to adopt us into his own.
This concludes this week's podcast of our worship service. Thank you for joining us. We would love to hear from our listeners. Please send our pastor an email at raymond@collegeparkbaptist.org. That's raymon@collegeparkbaptist.org. Or call us at 1-336-768-5870. May the peace of the Lord be with you in the coming week.